There's a new Jewish lobby group out known as Jewish Americans for Sarah Palin. You can visit their website. It's called JewsForSarah.com. I grew up as a Jew, and during election time, I often heard the question about a particular candidate, is he good for the Jews? Perhaps this is why JewsForSarah.com likes Sarah Palin's position on Israel, on national security, and on Iran. Now, JewsForSarah.com was started by a man named Benjamin Korn, spelled K-O-R-N, back in April of 2010. Benjamin Korn spent most of his 54 years as a secular Jew, but of recent days he embraced Talmudic Judaism. Benjamin Korn was the editor for a Jewish newspaper in Philadelphia called the Jewish Exponent. He is also closely tied with another Jewish lobby group known as J Street, which reaches out to liberal Democrats presenting a pro-Israel position. This is why J Street is known as AIPAC Light. Now, another not so much AIPAC Light, but an AIPAC heavy Jewish lobby group has appeared on the scene, and that is JewsForSarah.com. See, it doesn't really matter whether it's Republican or Democrat, it just depends on what Jewish flavor you want. Because what's important to American Jewry, whether Democrat or Republican, if that candidate is good for the Jews. Now let's take a look at Sarah Palin's good for the Jews position, as stated on the JewsForSarah.com website, on Israel, on national security, and on Iran. On Israel, when the whole world was in an outrage and indignation of the Israeli attack on the flotilla ship headed for Gaza to bring humanitarian supplies, it was Sarah Palin who applauded the attack, saying, "Gotta get those terrorists." Come on, Sarah, and since when is an American who was murdered and European civilians who were murdered by the Israelis terrorists? Now we come to national security. Last year, on September 11, 2009, when Sarah Palin sent her teenage son overseas to fight America's wars, she said with glee, "My son is going to fight for democracy." Come on, Sarah, we all know that fighting for democracy means installing a U.S. military puppet dictatorship in defenseless countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. As regards Iran, Sarah Palin gave an interview with Fox News' Chris Wallace last February of 2010. When asked if she thinks that Obama can win a re-election in 2012, here's what warmongering Sarah Palin had to say. Chris, if Obama gets tough and plays the war card, and if he should decide to declare war on Iran and to support Israel, which I want him to do, then he could get reelected. Yes, more wars for Israel, Sarah, and more U.S. Gentile soldiers dying for Israeli wars. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are dedicated to reaching out to soldiers in the U.S. military, showing that America's interest, and certainly their interest, is to stay at home, to stay alive, and for America to deal peacefully in peaceful negotiations with the nations of the world. But if websites and Jewish lobby groups like JewsForSarah.com insist on supporting warmongers like Sarah Palin, we must answer, no, no more wars for Israel, and now it's time for what's good for America, and not what's good for the Jews.